Okay, it's truth time here on Unjaded today. Do you ever feel alone in your business? I mean, you can talk to your partner, you can talk to your family, you can talk to your friends about your business, but at the end of the day, who really understands what the heck it is that you're doing as an online entrepreneur? Do you ever think that you are pivoting too much or people aren't going to be able to track what you're doing in your content? You feel like your head is going to explode if you have to think about another Instagram hook or a caption for a reel? It can be a lot. Meanwhile, every time you open a social media app, you are bombarded with messages that tell you, you should be doing this differently. There's something you're missing. And if you just figure that out, you'll actually make $1 million in your business, or whatever that is. You know, if you are a regular Unjaded listener, that the hill that I will die on is that there is no one way to build your business. And that's why I love human design so much. Because I can look into any and every design and see exactly how your business can be built without breaking your life. And to that end, I'm bringing you a summer series. So over the course of the next 2 weeks, you are going to meet several of the entrepreneurs in my community, Designed to Profit. I'm going to be peeling back the curtain. They're going to be letting us peel back the curtain into their businesses. And we are going to get a firsthand look at all of the things that we struggle with as entrepreneurs that we think we're the only ones that deal with. Conversations like, should you niche down or should you not niche down? What's popular now? Do you want to do group work? Do you want to do one-on-one work? Do you want to have social media? Do you not want to have social media? How many hours do you want to work in a week? Are you allowed to rest? What if you're all over the place doing 1,000 things at once? Can people track with that? These are the conversations that we're going to be having over the next 2 weeks. And we are going to look at several different profile lines in human design. And we're going to look at several different designs. We're going to look at generators and manifesting generators and projectors and manifestors. We're going to speak with them, not look at them. In every configuration from just 2 centers defined to all 9 centers defined. So strap in. This is going to be worth it. In my world, we build businesses differently because we build them by tapping into our human designs. Now, I'm solidly in the middle of 2 camps. I'm not really fully into the spiritual entrepreneurial space where it's like love and light and a bag of chips and you just la 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 and high vibe your way to the money in the bank that you're going to need if you're running a business in the online space. And I'm also not in the camp that is bro marketing and hustle, 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 and you have to do it this way and the funnel has to be this way and all of those things. I've got like a foot in both worlds, a foot in each world. And in my world, each and every person builds their business their way. Now, at the end of the day, business is business, and we need a foundation to build on. I always think I was raised in a religious-ish household. I was raised in a household that went to church. Let's say it that way. Remember that song, or maybe you've never heard it, but it's like the wise man built his house upon the rock and the foolish man built his house upon the sand. And I think that a lot of times in business, where in the spiritual entrepreneurial space, or maybe you're an entrepreneur who's just starting out and you don't know not only that you have to build a foundation, but what foundation do you build? It can be really easy to follow gurus and to go down different pathways where, you know, in the spiritual space, it's like, don't build it. Just trust that it will come. And in the bro marketing space, but build it this way. And then it has to happen that way. And what we do in my world is that we build the foundation that lasts because it's based on who you are as a person and how you're here to be, according to your human design. We normalize building businesses that are successful on your terms. And that may be very different than what is successful to someone else. And that's okay. You may never care if you make $1 million in your business. You may never care if you make 6 figures in your business. And that's okay. At the end of the day, we want to look at, what does success mean to you? Are you satisfied in your business and in your life? How much peace do you have in your life? Are you surprised and delighted by what's happening within your community? And if you're not, would now be the time to go after that? Because business absolutely can be satisfying and successful and peaceful and surprising and delightful. It can be anything you want it to be. What it does not need to be is a grind. Yes, there are things that are going to have to be done in your business that are not super fun. This month in my business, one of the things that we are doing is switching systems. I am under no illusion that that will be fun. I am under no illusion that I will be satisfied every step of the way, but it has to be done because my business is growing. So my system needs to grow with it. Business is business, but your human design allows you to tap into how you actually build your business in a way that aligns with your life. So over the next 2 weeks, I'm running a summer series, and what I'm going to do is turn the mic on my clients. We're going to talk about human design in every single interview that I do. We're going to talk to each entrepreneur about how she's building her business her way. I have people scheduled on the podcast, everything from artists to musicians, to someone with a very corporate background and a very corporate way of doing things in her business, to human design practitioners, to astrologers, the whole gamut. And what I would love for you to take away from these interviews is that you can do it your way as well, that there's no one way to build a business. Now, some of the women that you'll meet, you'll think, oh, I wouldn't ever want to do it like that. And that's okay. Maybe from those episodes, it will spark in you something you do want to do. And then there may be someone who you're like, oh my gosh, that's exactly what I have been thinking of. I wonder how I could do that my way. We're going to be talking about how they make business decisions, their launch styles, if they launch in their business, their offers. Some people in Design to Profit have been coming up with new offers. We're coming into launch season, you know, in the bro marketing space. We're going to talk about their pivots. I've yet to meet an entrepreneur, no matter their human design type, who has not pivoted and pivoted and pivoted in the last 5 years. I want to normalize this conversation around you get to be more than one thing, no matter what your human design type is. In a lot of the interviews, the entrepreneurs are opening up about their mistakes. And believe me, that's in air quotes, mistakes. Pathways they've actually taken, detours they've taken in their business that, while it didn't get them somewhere really quickly, it got them somewhere different that they needed to be. We're going to talk about rest. Can we just normalize that as entrepreneurs, we need to rest sometimes? We need to take breaks from the online space, else we lose our minds. We're going to talk about what's working, what's not working, all of the things. Because you get to build your business without breaking your life. Period. Every guest you'll hear from is building her business her own way. Every guest thinks differently, solves problems differently, creates opportunities differently, makes decisions differently, is designed differently. So of course, your business gets to be designed differently. And in my world, we all build from the same foundation. My design is very foundational. It wants to build foundations as it goes along. And even though I've built 5 different multi-6-figure businesses across 5 different industries, when I look back, I see how I have built a foundation in every single one. And that's the only reason that I was able to grow those businesses, because I had the foundation in place. And my design fairly effortlessly builds these foundations. Now, I haven't secured this guest yet, but I would love to bring Chelsea back on. Chelsea's been on the podcast before, and I would love to bring her back on because forever she's been saying, but you have a system, you have a system, you have a system, but I couldn't see it. I'm a second line in human design. And so many times, second lines, we can't see our gifts. And it took her calling it out. She's a 5-1, so she calls me out on a lot of things. And it took her calling it out over and over again for me to see, oh my God, it actually is a system. Because every single time I'm coaching someone, I'm coaching them through exactly the same system framework in their business, but doing it according to their human design. So I didn't actually recognize that it was the same thing, which seems ludicrous to say to you here, but here we are. This is the foundational framework that I teach inside Design to Profit, my online community, and everywhere else. And spoiler alert, there is an agenda to this series. This is a soft launch, shall we say? A soft launch for a new cohort into the Design to Profit membership. Because the membership is getting upgraded, it's getting this foundational framework that I teach put into recorded modules for you. So that when you come in, you can start immediately there or wherever you are at in the system and plug and play into your own business. The coaching calls are where it comes alive. The coaching calls are where we look into your human design and your specific business. That's the thing that I love the most about my community is that I know these women. This is not a membership where you come in and you get lost in the shuffle, where you have to explain your business and your human design to me every time you see me because I don't remember you. I'm a 2-4. I will know you when you are in my community. It is small enough that I can know you and your design. I got an email from a projector who's in my community, a 6-2 projector with two centers defined. I'm hoping also to feature her on the show for you. And she said, I can't believe that you pulled my design up from memory. Thank you so much for pulling my design up from memory on that call, because we couldn't access the chart, but I had it in my head. And these coaching calls and these human design conversations are important in the membership because this is where you actually implement what it is that you're learning. Because I can give you all the frameworks in the world. I can give you all of the recorded videos in the world, all of the PDFs, all the things. You probably have a collection of them on your computer. But sometimes you just need someone to be with you to hear you say the thing that needs to happen in your business to move you forward. So back to the agenda, a soft launch of Design to Profit. And in the interest of working out loud, I am doing this launch through the podcast because Unjaded is the main driver in my business. If you are listening to the show today and you do not know what your main driver in your business is, I would encourage you to figure that out sooner rather than later. And I would encourage you to go balls to the wall to put everything that you can into that vehicle for your business. Joe Paluzzi, who is one of the OG, the original content creators, he guesstimates that at best we have 3 years as content creators to really stake our claim in the online space. That could be a book, it could be a podcast, it could be a YouTube channel, it could be a paid newsletter in your email list. It can be anything you want it to be. But for the love of God, it needs to be something. Something outside of social media. And I know that you know that. So for me, that engine is the podcast. It is the number one driver in my business. It brings the right people to my door every single time. I've not had someone come through the podcast who is a wrong fit client. I've had people come through Instagram who are wrong fit clients, but I have not had people come from the podcast who are wrong fit clients. Because you're here, you work with me every week. Hopefully, you're taking some of what I'm teaching you here and implementing it in your business, and it's changing things for you. And even if you never take another step further into my world, I trust that it's worth your time to listen in, and that when you do the things, you're actually moving your business forward. Will this be a six-figure launch? Not likely. Do I care? Not so much. Because for me right now, it is the mechanism, it is the vehicle that allows me to do a soft launch. It allows me to bring fresh people into my membership with fresh perspectives, fresh problems, shall we say, fresh opportunities for growth without breaking my own life. Because it's summer, and summer in Ontario is very freaking short, and I'm at my cottage, and I'm enjoying my grandkids, and I'm working on another business. But don't tell anybody I told you that yet, okay? This is a launch that lets me live my life and serve my people. And at the end of the day, at this stage in my life and in my business, that's enough. So what is your enough in your business? Because so many times as entrepreneurs, especially entrepreneurs in the online space, we're looking outside of ourselves for that measure of success. My business will be legit when, I'll be successful when, if I can bring in this much money then. But what if you could really enjoy your business every step of the way today and every day? What if your enough is $25,000 a year and you're busting your ass following someone on Instagram thinking that you need to make $100,000, a million, whatever's after a million in your business when that's not even the business that you want? I see this all the time where entrepreneurs fall into this pattern of thinking their business isn't legit if it doesn't look like someone else's business online. Meantime, maybe that woman is homeschooling her children while she's building her business. Maybe she's in a season of actually wanting to slow down in life and not hustle like she's hustled for her whole freaking life. So why do we think there's only one way to build our businesses? It doesn't serve us. And that is my goal. As you listen throughout this series, I would love for you to really think about what kind of a business and what kind of a life do I want to have? And can I, or how can I let that be okay? How can I build my business the way that I want to live my life? And if you love hearing from these women and you think you would love to rub shoulders with them and be in the room with them, and if you want to build the foundation of your business together, then you'll come into Design to Profit. The link will be in the show notes on every single episode for you. It's being rebuilt over the next couple of months to have recorded modules to take you through the frameworks, and you have me. You actually have me coaching you on a call. Not coaching someone else that you can learn from, but if you want my attention on your business and your design, you get me. And I will know you and I will know your business enough to have an intelligent conversation with you about it. Enjoy the series.